You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It is October the 9th of 2024. The time is 9:07, a beautiful start here in north central Wisconsin. Lots of blue skies, lots of sunshine. It's a bit nippy out there. I just took a little walk outside during the last news break, and it is a little chilly. Temperature stands at 43 degrees in downtown Wausau, but it's a hump day Wednesday. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you look outside, you see the blue skies, you see the sunshine. In fact, just a moment ago on our Facebook page at Bowfalls at 90, our full Facebook.com 98.9 WXCO page, Rob Lehman over in Tigerton put out a picture. Beautiful. You see the colors changing in the trees. You see the blue skies. You see the sunshine. Fall colors in western Shawano County near Tigerton yesterday afternoon. And here this morning, again, lots of sunshine. Beautiful start. Enjoy the warmer temperatures, because again, it's going to be a warmer day today, and then by the time we get to the weekend, it's actually going to feel like fall. You may have to get the thicker jacket out by the end of the weekend.
Yep.
And especially if you got tickets to see the Packers in Green Bay at Lambeau on Sunday when they take on the Arizona Cardinals. But again, we've had a long stretch of above normal temperatures. It's going to be very interesting to see if that continues into the winter and what kind of winter we do have. But whatever it is, we know we'll have the best information from our meteorologist Brittany Merlot and the rest of our weather team. But coming up here in this hour, we will have coming up in just a few minutes Anya Hannington of the Grand Theater in Wausau. Normally Sean writes with us, but Sean is not available today, so Anya, who's been with us before, will be joining us to let us know what is happening at the Grand coming up in the near future. And then coming up after that, at the bottom of the hour, Tricia Zunker will be talking about this weekend Central Wisconsin Indigenous Peoples Day celebration and a whole bunch more. So again, Anya Hannington in just a few minutes, and then Tricia Zunker at 9:34 here today on the Chad Holmes Show. Coming up tonight, we have another edition of the Big High School Sports Show here on 98.9 WXCO, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, we will be talking to a guest. Man, I'm trying to put about 18 different things in my head. I'm already thinking about what I want to.
It's the middle of the week.
I know. I tell you, I'm getting ahead of myself. I got three things I want to talk about, and my mouth is moving. I got to go one at a time. Okay, tonight, Big High School Sports Show. We'll be joined by Jason Foster, the head football coach of Wausau West High School, review and preview the high school football action. And then we will have a coach guest, and also we will be having a student-athlete guest. We'll have Stevens Point head football coach Ryan Eigenberger at 6:25 in front of their first-place conference showdown with DC Everest on Friday. At 7:06, our student-athlete guest, Newman Catholic senior lineman Carson Callow. So that's tonight, Big High School Sports Show. 6 till 8, 98.9 WXCO. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a deep breath because I'm going to introduce our co-host, mm-hmm. our engineer, our producer on the other side of the glass, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. Sometimes at the downhill, slow going into the weekend.
I know, and the thing is about sometimes I just have about three things that in my mind that I want to talk about, and you can't do it all at the same time. It's an overload. So I got to take it one step at a time. But in addition to our guests coming up here in the next couple of minutes, the final segment of the show will be our daily history lesson. We'll talk about famous events that occurred on this date in history and also be talking about celebrity birthdays and days that are being acknowledged. And we'll have our number for the day quiz with the one, the only Ian Welsh.
That's right.
Ian is 0 for 1 this week. He was not with us on Monday, so that means there's only four opportunities to get to a passing grade. That means you have to get two of the next three right.
Yes, I do.
Do you want to know what the topic is for this edition of the number for the day?
Yeah, let's get the mental muscles going.
Earthquakes. Earthquakes is the topic. So, earthquakes. So
that could be interesting.
Yep. So, you better be... You don't want to put the pressure on where you have to get the last 2 days right.
Nope.
That would be difficult. So, again, stick around. The final minutes of the show, we'll have Ian with the number for the day quiz. What else is going on? Because we didn't really have a chance to talk in the first hour. Bob came in here. We got right into the information. Anything else interesting going on?
Well, we talked about the, Warsaw Community Theater's Night at the Cabaret, which is actually happening in,
a week from Friday.
Friday. Yep. I'll be at the Great Dane.
The 18th.
Yep. I'll be at the 18th from 6 until 9 at the Great Dane Pub and Brewery. There's going to be live performances, a silent auction, lots of good food, a raffle, and just a great fundraiser to tell people about Warsaw Community Theater and help raise some money to keep the organization going for future generations.
Fantastic. And I know that you have a special piece that you'll be performing during the course of that evening. And
I'll be performing a solo.
Yep, a solo.
Very exciting.
Fantastic. And again, lots of stuff going on with the WCT, not just that event. True West is coming over to Whitewater Music Hall, and there's going to be another musical salute to...
It's a Stephen Sondheim tribute.
So that's like three weekends in a row.
They just announced the cast list for the Sondheim tribute last night.
I saw that on social media last night. So
a lot of my good friends are in that. So if you love Stephen Sondheim and you want to see a lot of great performances based on his works, is this the show for you?
Fantastic. So, again, lots of terrific arts. And, again, we are so very fortunate to have all these opportunities here in the Wausau area and in central Wisconsin to enjoy high-quality artistic performances. And we'll find out more that's coming up to the Grand Theater here just in a couple of minutes. Again, last night there was a city council meeting here in Wausau. There was a protest. Before the city council meeting, we talked about it yesterday.
I saw Channel 9 last night.
Yeah. And
there was a lot of people outside City Hall.
I have to laugh, though. Some of the protesters, remember two and a half weeks ago when the mayor removed the drop box, he had a hard hat on. He was moving the drop box, had the hard hat on. Yep. A lot of the folks who were marching in front of City Hall last night were wearing hard hats as well to kind of add to the protest a little bit. But then the meeting occurred, and the Common Council meeting where an agenda item was set to evaluate the possible removal of the city's drop box, but did not get the votes to do that. And the mayor was very upset with that. And again, he was using very strong language. And again, the idea that the mayor being able to decide on his own when it was the city clerk that was ultimately making the decision, but in the end, the drop box is going to remain. And as I said earlier, we have to be in a situation, I think, to get through the election, then step back, evaluate, but to try to change things with less than four minutes before the election, but less than 4 weeks to go before Election Day. So, again, that was one of the big news stories here in Wausau from last night. But I see joining us and looking very cool behind the shades here on this sunny Wednesday morning, Anya Hannington from the Grand Theater. Anya, glad to have you back again.
It's great to be back.
And the thing about it, though, there's a little disappointment because I know that I think it was on Monday. It was Sean's birthday.
It was. That is correct.
We're gonna sing. Ian, we're gonna sing with me. And we're gonna have a big celebration. But in the end, he's not here. But I hope he had a wonderful birthday.
I'm sure he did. He was in Nashville. So, yeah. He's at a conference. He's working.
I know he's always working, and you know it's not an accident these shows that we get at the Grand Theater. You work very hard to, number one, I think, evaluate, and then you have to make bids and stuff like that. Yeah. I think a lot of people really don't know how this occurs.
Yeah, it's a long process. You know, we get the season announced in June, and it's like a big breath of fresh air, and then like so quickly afterward, like a couple weeks later, he's on the phone with agents talking about 25, 26 and getting Broadway and rock and comedy and everything that's all behind the scenes happening as soon as the season this year is announced, next year is in the book, starting to be worked
out. And it goes so quickly. And again, you're still very young. I can tell you're much younger than I am. So I think time doesn't go quite as fast for you, because I remember when I was younger, time used to go slower. I remember back in like high school, you think you're never going to get to graduation day. You're never going to get through to the summertime. And you get to my age now, it just goes by so very fast. And if you're not on top of things, you fall behind. And I know with scheduling for these shows, if you fall behind, then all of a sudden, well, no one's available. Then you're forced to lower the quality, and of course, that would lower the ticket sales, and then trickle down in that respect. But again, it's been just a roll of year after year where there's been, I think, records being set at the Grand Theater last number of years, haven't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think since the pandemic, you know, obviously we had to close the doors for a bit. We had some virtual programming, but my understanding is 2022, 2023, we had. I don't remember if we sold any, if we were like records at that point, but we were having a very strong comeback. And then last year it was records, record sellouts, record attendance, things like that. And this year, record subscribers. We've bypassed over 1,000, and we've never done that before. So thank you to everybody who subscribed. You guys are awesome.
That is amazing when you think about the number of seats at the Grand to have more than 1,000 subscribers. I mean, that right there is like, it's sort of like, you know, a baseball team almost selling out their stadium based on season tickets. Yeah. I mean, it's very, very impressive indeed. We're going to talk about what's happening at the Grand with Anya after we take a quick timeout. The time is 9:18. Again, sunny skies here in north central Wisconsin. A little chilly, 43 degrees, but we're going to warm up nicely before all is said and done. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We're talking to Anya Hannington from the Grand Theater, the Marketing and Communications Coordinator, sitting in today for Sean Wright, and we're talking about, again, been a great start to this new season as we get now into the actual fall. It's going to start feeling like fall here in the next few days, but it's always busy, and I know you have some very special shows coming up, and what are you focusing on now coming up here in the next either days or weeks?
One show that's coming up is towards the end of October that I'm particularly excited for is Sons of Maestro, which is Tuesday, October 29th, and that is that show is a it's these two brothers who do pop, reggae, some original compositions, but a lot of just hit songs on violins. So if you've seen Black Violin was here in 2019. It was really popular. These are their proteges.
Oh, really?
So it's a really fun show. It's perfect for the whole family. You're just going to have a really good time with some great music. and just like dancing along, singing along, clapping along. And they're so charming and they're so fun. It's just going to be like a great show. And the tickets are really affordable. We have $10 tickets available for family, like so children, you know, 12 and under. We have a number of tickets that are $10 through the Behavioral Health Clinic Family Series. But then the other tickets, you know, $20, $25, things like that. So it's really, it's an affordable night out. It's Tuesday, October 29th. It's going to be a lot of fun. Sons of Maestro.
And that's one of the aspects, again, that, you know, I appreciate. I think a lot of other folks appreciate is it's not, you know, one price for everything. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not where you set it up where you try to, you know, frankly, maximize everything, every cent, squeeze that rock. The opportunity, we've seen free shows. We've seen, again, affordable shows. We see, so again, some of the wonderful top-notch Broadway type shows that, you know, obviously, and some superstar acts that come in. But you guys really do think about that to make sure that there's opportunities for everybody in the community if you have a family of five where it's not going to break the bank.
Absolutely. Absolutely, we do. And, you know, we always, like, we want to not only have things that are a varying level of price and affordability, but which is always important. We want to make the arts accessible to everybody, but we also want to have a diverse array of programming.
Yeah.
So we do. So like you said, like it's not just prices, but it's also we want to have Broadway shows. We want to have rock shows. We want to have comedy shows. We want to have stuff that's for adult audiences only and stuff that's more geared towards kids and stuff that's perfect for everybody in between. And Sean just does a great job bringing everything in.
Right.
But yeah, Sons of Maestro, that is just a really cool show coming up that I really hope people come and see. I think you're going to have a lot of fun. And, you know, especially if you have kids in the house or anyone who is an aspiring musician, mm-hmm. This is just such a great opportunity to see people who are doing this for a living and the way that you're able to take an instrument that you love, an instrument you're learning to do in school, you've been studying for a long time, and make it a bit different, make it a little bit more unique, and turn it into something that you're able to tour with. So
fantastic. And you talk about, you know, Sons of Maestro, and then another show that's coming up just a couple of days after that is a true legendary performer, Don McLean.
Yeah, we are so excited to welcome Don McLean back. Don McLean was here in 2019 and he sold out the theater. So, you know, just if you're hoping to come to that show, know that he did sell out last time. So don't wait to get your tickets. They're available at grandtheater.org, theater E-R, not R-E. But yeah, we're so excited to welcome Don McLean back. Obviously, for those of you who listening who don't know who he is, because obviously there are some people who aren't, who don't recognize the name. There's not a lot, but some don't.
Oh, I tell you, anybody my age remembers Don McLean because number one, he has one of the probably the biggest hits of the last 50 years. I
yes.
mean, American Pie just doesn't die. I mean, you just hear American Pie, but the man has a much wider range as well. He had a lot of chart hits.
Yeah, he did. So, you know, there's Vincent or like Starry, Starry Night, which, you know, it's just a beautiful, beautiful piece where it was Castles in the Air. And, you know, his music has been covered by a lot of other artists. So I know Elvis Presley, on his very last album that he ever recorded, it closed with a Don McLean song.
Wow.
So like this guy is just a master songwriter, a master storyteller. And I think for, you know, if you're not familiar with his work, if you just are like, I know American Pie, you should come anyways. Because first of all, hearing American Pie live is incredible. But there's so much more to his work that I think you're going to realize you recognize. Or you're just going to be blown away by his skill because he is just a master.
And that's the thing as well. I mean, the experience of seeing an artist that did, you can see wonderful cover acts. Mm-hmm. But to see the person that actually made the music, I just think, and something else you said, the idea of somebody that's a good storyteller. I mean, there's the stage presence. Somebody can be a wonderful musician, but not have any presence out there. You don't sell out the Grand Theater like he did a few years ago without that ability to connect with the audience. And I think that's, again, one of the best things about live performances, whether it's a theater performance, whether it's a musical performance or anything like that, is that connection between the artist and the audience.
Absolutely. I 100% agree. Seeing all these shows and seeing artists who I personally have not heard of until
right.
we booked them, and then watching them perform, like, oh, like it's just, It's so fun to go see live music, especially when it is from one of the greats like Don McLean. And so he's coming Friday, November 1st. So, you know, if you're feeling some like pre-election jitters, don't
get away.
Come
from
to the Grand. Come to the Grand and have a great time and sing American Pie for 10 minutes. And, you know, all the other songs, but like, have a just have fun. Just have fun.
Right.
Go into the weekend with this great positive memory and then turn all of your devices off for a week.
We got 1 minute to go. Is there anything else we need to mention before we wrap things up?
Well, you know, if you are looking for something to do this weekend, we do have Mania, the ABBA tribute, returning. There are limited tickets available. I think we have about 50 left, but it's going to be a really fun night. So it's Friday, October 11th, ABBA tribute. Get your tickets. Come stop by the Grand Theater, 715-842-0988 or grandtheater.org, E-R, not R-E.
The shows, the great shows, just keep on coming, and that's wonderful. Anya, thank you again for stopping on by, and we'll look forward to seeing you again sometime soon, and Sean as well. But thank you again for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Anya Hannington from the Grand Theater. We're going to take a quick time out, have an information update, and then come back with Trisha Zunker coming up after the break. The time is 9:29. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. The time is 9:35. Again, lots of sunshine, beautiful start here on this Wednesday morning. And coming up this weekend at the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center, it is the 2024 Central Wisconsin Indigenous Peoples Day. A powwow, an Native American art market, a free admission. We always love hearing that, free admission. And to talk about it, we're very happy to welcome into studio Trisha Zunker. And Trisha, thank you for coming on by.
Hi, Nippy. Good morning, Chad.
Absolutely. Well, number one, let's talk about what this event is for people that may not be familiar, and also maybe not familiar with your background as well. Mm-hmm. Could you maybe set the foundation for what this event is and your role within it?
Sure, absolutely. So it was actually 6 years ago that we went to then Mayor Mielke to request Indigenous Peoples Day proclamation, recognizing the second Monday in October as Indigenous Peoples Day. And he was great about it, super supportive, on board. So that recognition went through. We also worked with the Marathon County Board of Supervisors. And at that time, it did pass unanimously, which is kind of a big deal given how big that board is. And then we also lobbied Governor Evers, though I fully believe he was going to have a proclamation recognizing Indigenous Peoples Day. But that momentum coming out of Central Wisconsin certainly didn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So we had this, and then it was like, okay, well, now what? What's the next step? And so I grew up here in Wausau. Mm-hmm. And when I was growing up, we actually had a powwow in March every year. And then I was gone for a while. I went to school, was working, all those things. Mm-hmm. And I came back. I came back because I'm Ho-Chunk, and I came back to serve my people, the Ho-Chunk Nation, on the Ho-Chunk Supreme Court, which right. I still do to this day. And once I was back in this community, it was just so palpable that we don't have a powwow here anymore. And so that was just kind of the logical next step, is forming a nonprofit so that we could fundraise for and plan this event. So we had the first one in 2019. There was a couple of years where we couldn't because of COVID. Mm-hmm. And so this is actually going to be the fourth one. And it's just to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day. There's a couple of things, though. One, for the greater community. There's people in the community that maybe have not had an opportunity to attend a powwow.
Right.
And this is open to the public. It is free. If you've never been to a powwow before, please come. We want you there, and it's for everybody. But also for the greater Indigenous community. What I realized in doing this is there are folks in the Indigenous community that don't have a reason to come to Central Wisconsin otherwise. Mm. And so now they come to the Wausau area and spend the weekend here, and it's just really wonderful.
I think one of the aspects about this that is, you know, to build on that is the opportunity to connect for the Ho-Chunk Nation, like you said, as you work with them, and have everybody understand each other a little bit better, right? I mean, to gain some knowledge, because there's so much that tears us apart right now. The idea of having everyone come together like this is just such a wonderful idea.
Well, absolutely. And another thing that's interesting about this particular powwow is most of the powwows around the state are on sovereign lands, mm-hmm. and they're hosted by the specific tribes. We are very fortunate that different tribes have supported. Ho-Chunk Nation, for example, is a gold sponsor for the event. The Oneida Nation is supporting. Lac des Flambeaux is supporting. There are also some other sponsors that have been super helpful. But it's a little bit different in that sense, in that we are not on sovereign land. But to your point about understanding one another a little bit more, I do think that is important, because invisibility truly is the modern form of racism against Native Americans in society. It's like either we are portrayed in this stereotypical manner or just not seen at all. And so this is a way to show, hey, we are still here. We are contributing to society. I mean, this event is in Rothschild at the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center. And immediately adjacent is a small city where their public high school still uses a truly racist name for their sports team. And I would love if they would just come over and see, we are people, right? We're not a mascot. We're not a sports team nickname, but actual people living in society that have still existed through attempted genocide and forced assimilation, and still practice our ways, right? It's really interesting as an Indigenous woman walking two paths, right? Kind of in the majority society, but then still being able to practice our ways and sit in ceremony and have, you know, clan duties and all of those things.
Looking at your background, you said it. You decided to come back here. You studied at UCLA, out on the West Coast. You've been all over. What was it that brought you back here to North Central Wisconsin that said you want to serve your community? What was, because you obviously had opportunities in many different areas, but you said this is where you want to be. Why was that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I do want to point out, I'm also a proud Badger. I'm a first-generation college graduate. I did attend UW-Madison, and then I went to UCLA for law
school. Good to point out, since they're now part of the Big Ten as well.
Oh, so. Yeah, absolutely. That's a tough one, right? Do I cheer for the Bruins or the Badgers?
But you get a chance to see them every other year, maybe, or once in a while at least.
Yeah, I think it always goes to the Badger at heart.
There you go.
But, I was out in Los Angeles. I took and passed the hardest bar exam in the country, the California bar exam. But this opportunity arose in my tribe, Ho-Chunk Nation. There was a special election for this seat that was open, and I really thought about it. You know, I was a solo parent. I had an infant child at the time, and it just seemed like this was a way that I could serve my people. Mm-hmm. And originally, I didn't make my way back to Wausau first. I was living on some of our sovereign lands in the Wisconsin Dells area, and then I had to make a decision as far as I was down there for a couple of years, but my grandpa was in his last years here in Wausau. And my grandpa is just, you know, the salt of the earth. He was a dairy farmer in the town of Easton and tried to retire multiple times, but really never could just because he just like he was even driving school bus for DC Evers School District until he was 83 years old. I mean, this is like the people I come from, you know, these are good Wisconsin folks with that Wisconsin work ethic. But that's what brought me back to the Wausau area is I wanted to be by my grandpa, and he sadly did pass away, but it's just, you know how it is. You get involved within your community. I am a solo parent. We have family here. It's great for my son, and I love it. You know, Wisconsin is, central Wisconsin is an incredible place to grow up. I grew up here, and I think it's a great place to raise my child.
And the idea that you are on the Ho-Chunk Nation Supreme Court, and could you maybe explain to people that don't understand the whole I would call it maybe the governmental system, the judicial system of the Ho-Chunk Nation, what do you do within that role, and maybe just generally what people may not know about how the Ho-Chunk Nation does with their sovereign land run their affairs?
That's a great question. Yeah, I mean, I guess I kind of take our tribal sovereignty for granted just in my own lived experience, but Indian tribes have their own sovereignty, so their own form of government, and that is different within each tribe. So, for example, I serve on the Supreme Court in the Ho-Chunk Nation, and it is required that our judges and justices are Ho-Chunk tribal members. I also serve as Chief Justice for the Meskwaki tribe in Iowa, and I am not Meskwaki. I am Ho-Chunk, but their government structure is different, and part of that, they don't have a requirement of having tribal members serve in that role. Part of it is, unfortunately, just the incredible low amount of Native American attorneys generally. In 2017, the American Bar Association reported that of the 1.3 million attorneys, less than 3,000 identify as Native American. So when you think about people that are serving in government positions requiring a legal background, there's truly just not enough of us with that background. But yeah, in the Ho-Chunk Nation, one thing about our sovereign government is we actually have four branches of government. So in the United States and in the state government here in Wisconsin, we're used to three branches of government. But in Ho-Chunk Nation, we have the judiciary, the executive, the legislative, and the fourth branch of government, which is the general council. And that is the people. And every year we have an annual general council meeting. We have to have quorum to be able to vote on resolutions. Quorum is around 1,200, 20% of the adult population. And it's a long day. It's a full day. We get a lot of work done. And it's an incredible display of sovereignty in action.
Before we get back to talking about the activities this weekend, I wanted to ask you, because you've been involved in so many different areas, when you look at cycles, and I think, you know, you see cycles within local communities, with statewide, nationally. There's been a lot of, you know, I would say maybe a cycle that's been very difficult for our country. As you look at things and in the work that you've done, you've run for office, you've served on the Wausau School Board. How do you feel about where we are and where we're going? Because I there's a lot of stress right now, I sense, with a lot of people. You've seen so much in terms of different areas. What's your sense of where we are?
That's a great question. You know, I've always thought that we are more alike than we are different at the end of the day. But there has been incredible negativity. I mean, even when I was serving as school board president during a very difficult time during the pandemic, the things that people would say, how mean they would be, how cruel they would be, when you're just trying to make the best decision possible with the information that you have. I mean, there were comments, there was one that has stuck with me to this day, where I was chairing a meeting and a woman in this community posted a comment on social media saying, "Too bad her mask isn't tighter. Maybe she'd quit breathing." I am a human being.
Right.
I am a mother. I am a daughter. I serve in various capacities. And to joke about me suffocating is just not okay. But there has been a line that has been crossed so far, and it comes from the top. When people are supporting a quote-unquote leader who has no problem being just deplorable in his statements, whether it's just being outright racist or just cruel it's so sad to see. And that's why I'm so excited about Kamala Harris and her candidacy and how she is focused on joy and opportunity, because that's something I've always felt. You know, I come from very humble beginnings. My parents did the best that they could. And I grew up in a strong union household. But as I mentioned, I am a first generation college graduate, and I've had to work really hard for the things that I have. But it's because there were opportunities and I seized on them. And I've always felt that that's what we have to provide for people, opportunities. If they choose not to take them, then that's on them. Mm-hmm. But at least let's level the playing field to provide those opportunities.
And let's get back to a little joyful activities this weekend. Again, this weekend, the 2024 Central Wisconsin Indigenous Peoples Day powwow, again, open to the public. Mm-hmm. We want to underline that. Free admission, again, at the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center. Final thoughts. Again, people really should come in and experience this.
Yeah, weekend. So I do want to point out, if you've never been to a powwow before, I do encourage you to attend to see Grand Entry. Grand Entry is at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Saturday and 1 p.m. on Sunday. And that's when all the dancers process in and fill the arena. And it's truly a beautiful sight to see. We do also have the Native American Art Market that will be running. And between those vendors and the food vendors, we have about 50 Indigenous vendors representing 19 Indigenous nations, so please come shop. It again, free, open to the public. We hope you can come celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day with us.
Fantastic. Trisha, thank you again. Best of luck with the entire event, and hopefully we'll have you back in real soon.
Pinagigi.
Trisha Zunker joining us. The time is 9:48. Coming up, we'll have our daily history lesson. We'll have Ian and his number for the day quiz and wrap things up for this Wednesday. Chat Home Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is 9:52 here on this Wednesday morning. It is October the 9th of 2024. That means it is day number 283 of this year. There are 83 days remaining. So 83 should be our number for the day. Got 283 days number and 83 days remaining, but it is not. Mm-hmm. And again, 27 days until Election Day as well. And some famous events have occurred on this date in history. On October the 9th of 1888, the Washington Monument opened to the general public. On this date in 1917, Clarence Saunders patented the self-service grocery store. He called his store Piggly Wiggly. On this date in 1973, Elvis and Priscilla Presley were divorced in Santa Monica, California. Priscilla got $1.5 million in cash, $4,200 per month in alimony, plus 5% interest in two publishing companies. The couple left the courthouse arm in arm and kissed before Elvis drove away without her. On this date in 2009, President Barack Obama was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. On this date in 2010, Chile's 33 trapped miners cheered and embraced each other as a drill punched into their underground chamber where they had been stuck for 66 days. And on this date in 2017, producer Harvey Weinstein was fired from the Weinstein Company after allegations of sexual abuse. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Singer Jackson Browne is 73. Actor Robert Wool of Arliss and also the 1989 Batman movie, 73 years old today. Sharon Osbourne, the wife of Ozzy and one of the stars of the Osbournes, 72 years old today. Actor Tony Shalhoub from Wings, also Monk, is 71 years old today. Scott Bakula, one of my all-time favorite shows, Quantum Leap, the original Quantum Leap. Scott Bakula was the star of that. He's been in plenty of other television series and movies, but Scott Bakula is 70 years old today. John O'Hurley played Jay Peterman on Seinfeld, 70 years old today. Director Guillermo del Toro, The Shape of Water, is 60 years old today. Sean Lennon, the son of John Lennon and Yoko Ono, is 49 years old today. Actor Brandon Routh of Superman Returns played Superman and Clark Kent in that movie. Brandon Routh is 45 years old today. Zachary Ty Bryan of Home Improvement, 43 years old today. Model Bella Hadid is 28 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Emergency Nurses Day. It is Fire Prevention Day. It is International Beer and Pizza Day. It is Leif Erikson Day. It is Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work and School. It is Pet Obesity Awareness Day. It is Sneakers Day. It is Stop Bullying Day. It is World Post Day. Number for the day.
Yes.
Our number for the day quiz. And we give Ian Welsh three different choices. Based on the math, he should get one out of three, 33%. So if he's above 33% for the week, that means it's a passing week. If he's below 33% for the week, that means it's a failing week. And so far this week, he is 0 for 1.
Yes.
Do you remember what our category was?
It was earthquakes.
Earthquakes.
Yes.
All right. Our number for the day. All right. The approximate number of earthquakes throughout the world each year.
Throughout the entire world?
Yep.
Okay.
So how many earthquakes throughout the world every year?
All right.
Is the correct answer 5,000 earthquakes? Is the correct answer 50,000 earthquakes? Is the correct answer 500,000 earthquakes?
5,000?
So big gap 50, between all of them.
Or 500,000?
5,000, 50,000, or 500,000? How many earthquakes throughout the world approximately every year?
I'm surprised it's under a million because there's a lot, but 5,000, 50,000, or 500,000. Okay, go off my gut here. I'm going to say... I'm going to say C. I'm going to say 500,000. I'm going with a big number today.
All right, the correct answer.
My final answer.
The correct answer in terms of how many earthquakes throughout the world every year? 50,000.
Oh, the middle number.
Yesterday you went with the middle number. Today you went with the big number. Yesterday you should have gone with the big number. Today you should have gone with the middle number.
I hate when it's reversed like that. Now the pressure is really hot. I have to get the next two.
Oh, man.
Ready to get passing.
Holy
week.
Cow. You've been there before. You've had it where you've had to.
I've pulled it off.
Yes, you have. So can you do it this week? We're going to find out starting tomorrow.
I got to make sure I bring my A game next 2 days.
Thanks to Bob Look, Anya Hannington, and Trisha Zunker for being our guests today. We'll be back with you tomorrow. We will have Pat Kreitlow at the top of the show and a whole bunch more. So, again, Ian, have yourself a great rest of your day. And be ready. You got to be right tomorrow.
I'll be ready.
All right.
Happy hump day, everybody. Have a great Wednesday.
Stick around. Coming up next, it's Matt and Air on Air. Also tonight from 6 till 8, we'll have the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction. Here on 98.9 WXCO. And we'll be back 8 o'clock sharp tomorrow morning. Have a wonderful Wednesday and keep it right here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.